cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is September 11, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, the liberation of the Japanese-run POW and civilian internment camp at Batu Lingtang, Kuching, Sarawak, on the island of Borneo by the Australian 9th Division Forces. Over 2,000 prisoners, including women and children, were due to be executed on September 15. In 1956, People to People International is founded by President Dwight Eisenhower. In 1965, the 1st Cavalry Division of the United States Army arrives in Vietnam. In 1970, 88 of the hostages from the Dawson Fields hijackings are released. The remaining hostages, mostly Jews and Israeli citizens, are held until the 25th of September. In 1971, the Egyptian Constitution becomes official. In 1973, a coup in Chile, headed by General Augusto Pinochet, topples the democratically elected President Salvador Allende. Pinochet remains in power for almost 17 years. In 1978, U.S. President Jimmy Carter, President Anwar Sadat of Egypt, Prime Minister Menachem Begin of Israel meet at Camp David and agree on the Camp David Accords, a framework for peace between Israel and Egypt and a comprehensive peace in the Middle East. In 1980, voters approved the present constitution of Chile. In 1982, the international forces that were guaranteeing the safety of Palestinian refugees following Israel's 1982 invasion of Lebanon leave Beirut. 5 days later, several thousand refugees are massacred in the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps. And on this day in 1989, the Iron Curtain continues to remain open between Communist Hungary and Austria. From Hungary, thousands of East Germans flow into Austria on their way to resettlement in West Germany. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, September 11th. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.